Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Pro-life churches and ministries are now fighting a New York law that is attempting to force them to hire pro-abortion employees. Unbelievable. The New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is a supporter of abortion and signed into law Bill 660 just recently this year. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this bill, Matt, from the governor, who has made very strong abortion statements and was part of the celebration, by the way, for the signing of the law earlier this year that ultimately allowed abortion through all 9 months and even after birth, dehumanized the child so that even in the area of wills, trust, estates, criminal or civil issues, unlike the trend in other states where if that child is injured by a third party, you can have a recourse against that person, they wiped out those laws as well. Well, now they just recently came up with another one, and this one is a bill, 660, signed into law on November 8, 2019. Requires all employees, including churches, religious schools, faith-based pregnancy care centers, and religious nonprofits, to really disavow their beliefs about abortion, contraception, sexual morality, by forcing them to hire and employ those who refuse to abide by the organization's statement of
faith. Well, let's just say that again. Churches, religious schools, pregnancy centers are being forced to hire employees that want, that believe in abortion?
That are completely opposed to the mission, that actually promote the killing of babies and are opposed to the mission of those organizations. It's facially unconstitutional. It's going to get shot down, but it's better. It's Bill 660. It would be more aptly named Bill 666, frankly.
Yeah, and one of the plaintiffs in the case is Compass Care. They offer comprehensive information and free medical practical resources and hope to women experiencing unplanned pregnancies. And in fact, there's others as well. There's churches that are involved in this lawsuit, First Bible Baptist Church and other groups as well, including pro-life groups from the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates and Association of Pro-Life Pregnancy Centers. You know, you would think, Matt, that they would have learned the lesson from the case that we had at the U.S. Supreme Court. There were three different sets of cases at the U.S. Supreme Court involving crisis pregnancy centers out of California, where California passed a statewide law directing the crisis pregnancy centers to post a 29-word 48-point font statement in up to 13 languages that referred people to free or low-cost abortions. These are crisis pregnancy centers having to post at the entrance to their facility, in the lobby, on the website, and any printed material, including any advertisement or billboard, this referral to free or low-cost abortions. And unfortunately, the lower courts held the law up, and the Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit also agreed. But what happened is when it went to the U.S. Supreme Court, the good news is the Supreme Court reversed that. And as a result of the case being reversed, we went back down to California, and the judge entered a permanent injunction striking down that law because it is compelled speech. And that's exactly what is happening here in New York. You would think that they would have learned their lesson, but they're so radically committed to their agenda, they're blinded by the reality of what the law is.
Yeah, SB 660, again, would force, you know, churches, religious schools, pregnancy centers, faith-based pregnancy care centers, and religious nonprofits, Liberty Counsel, for instance, if your corporate offices were in New York, Liberty Counsel would be held to this. You have to disavow your positions on abortion, biblical sexuality, and so forth. It is unconscionable. It's not going to pass muster. I believe, you know, it runs afoul of the Constitution on its face.
Sure.
But a lawsuit's already been filed.
A lawsuit's already been filed. Mm-hmm. And this is the third such abortion law that has been signed by the governor just this year alone. In January, Governor Cuomo signed a law, a bill into law that would effectively permit abortions up until a child is born and even thereafter. That not only allowed abortions through all 9 months of pregnancy till the baby took its first breath, and then even after, if it survived the abortion, to not provide any help or care to that baby. That also repealed other laws in various states. For example, if you are pregnant and a third party, say, punches the woman in the stomach, shoots the woman, or is in a car accident, and that baby dies or is injured, then in many of the states, you have a separate criminal charge for the injury or death of that baby in addition to the woman. And you also have a separate civil lawsuit for damages. Also, you also have, and this is fairly widespread, if someone dies with a will and that baby is in the womb, that baby can be appointed a guardian ad litem to advocate for that baby's legal interest in the disposition of the will. So it repealed all of those. The second one was April. Governor Cuomo signed a bill requiring no-cost coverage of contraceptives, including abortifacient or abortion-inducing drugs. And now he signed in law 660, a bill that obviously has been championed for years by Planned Parenthood and requires religious and pro-life employers to hire and employ those who reject their belief that children deserve the chance to be born.
Well, you know, he's come out publicly and he's said that he wants New York to be a sanctuary for abortion.
Yeah.
And here's an example.
Well, in fact, he said pro-lifers aren't welcome.
They're not welcome.
Yeah, I mean, he's just saying the abortion agenda of Planned Parenthood trumps the precious lives of unborn children and women, and anyone who disagrees will be punished.
Yeah.
This is America, folks. This is happening.
No one would think it's reasonable to hire PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for PETA to be forced to hire hunters, people that go out hunting on the weekend.
Right.
I mean, you may disagree with PETA. Certainly, I do as well. I think they're extreme, obviously. But they have
a
right to be able to organize themselves in the way that they chose to do so. And it wouldn't be right to force them to go out and hire somebody who was an avid hunter and had animal heads all over the place. Any more than it's right, and it's even worse when it's about religious freedom and churches and religious organizations, and especially also pro-life, to force people to hire, to force a crisis pregnancy center to hire a former Planned Parenthood abortion clinic medical director.
Well, let's reverse it. I mean, as opposed to, to the evil deeds of Planned Parenthood, I would not presume to try to force Planned Parenthood to hire a former an ongoing pro-life activist who is going to step in and undermine, you know, their mission of death. I mean, I'm saying I'm not supporting their mission by any stretch.
Though, yeah.
But the point is, would we force Planned Parenthood to hire pro-lifers? Of course not.
No, and I think, you know, one of the things that's coming out very clearly in these agendas, abortion and LGBT. And that is this: there is no live and let live mentality on their side. There is no just give us respect and tolerance on their
side.
It's scorched earth. It's you have to support that view, and if you don't, you'll be punished, and we're going to force you to do it. And that is just so contrary to everything that America was founded upon and to our inalienable rights to life and liberty and freedom, to natural law, to the Constitution itself. This is dangerous to our survival as a republic because it literally undermines not only your faith, but your freedom. It becomes a repressive government that tries to dictate your conscience. Certainly Thomas Jefferson had some strong words for governments that try to ultimately coerce your conscience against your will. Well, this is just one of those cases. I think there's no question that at the end of the day, if this has to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, it will be overturned. That's why we have to constantly be vigilant to make sure that these values, these fundamental liberties and freedoms that we have are constantly watched and constantly that we fight for them. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. You can subscribe to our emails. That will keep you up to date with issues and also information so that you can make your voice heard on important national issues. lc.org. Hit the subscribe button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.